Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
11 ways you're shooting yourself and your business in the foot. I've been online since 1993 when it was still in the DOS stage of life, but as it grew, I of course allowed my knowledge to grow. Going from pleasure to business was a complete mind shift for me back in 2001. However, if I'd allowed the below 15 ways to shooting yourself and your business in the foot to kill or even stagnate my growth, you wouldn't be reading this today. Over the years, I've heard the battle cries and struggles of many people, online or face-to-face. And what I've collected are common denominators to the lack of success, business or personal. I have struggled with many of these self-afflicting symptoms. I recognize a lot of them daily within my day-to-day travels. Today, I'm sharing with you symptoms that are harming to many entrepreneurs, authors and small business. 1. Free mindset are individuals who look and expect for everything to be free. I've seen it where people refuse to invest $10 for a domain name. Even that is too much to ask. Often he she will constantly seek out the only the cheapest and free methods as they drive up the ladder toward success. 2. Constant complainers are individuals who spend their time finding fault and disliking everything under the sun. Ask them to do it better, they wouldn't know how. 3. The non-reader, the reason these individuals fail to achieve the results or answers they're looking for is due to their inability to slow down and read. Reading is fundamental. 4. Do it my way, are individuals who want everything delivered in the exact way they would do it. More often than none, they'll miss out on one-time opportunities. It's an unwillingness to open oneself to new a way to receive information. 5. Overly skeptical, no matter how much they're struggling with, let's say web traffic, this individual will talk themselves out of investing $50 to achieve results. I myself understand the fear of being burnt because I have invested thousands into a program that didn't deliver what it promised. 6. Not the right answer are individuals who will suck up the time and knowledge of another person to get an answer to their dilemma, but the answer entails far too much work, then for them it wasn't the right answer. 7. Quick, fast, and hurry are individuals who always want results yesterday without the legwork or the building of the foundation. How do I get web traffic? I need to sell XYZ amount of books in 3 months. 8. Cornered are individuals who will remain in the corner, rather than branching out in order to increase their skills and their network. 9. I can't are individuals who allow the phrase I can't dictate their abilities online or offline. They have the capillarity to do a lot more once they take away the belief of I can't. The word can shuts down one's ability to move. 10. Network, no matter how many contacts, Twitter followers or Facebook friends one may have, it doesn't compare to having a network of colleagues one can connect with locally. It took a minute for me to step outside of myself. I have a mastermind group that has helped me immensely. You can find one in your area on meetup.com. 11. Look at me, are individuals with social networking ratio of 90% look at me and 10% of by the way here's something I found. People are turned off to constant self-pointing. The way people will notice people when they offer solutions. When it comes to commanding attention is when individuals bring value into each place they enter into online or offline. There are others that weren't mentioned above and some you already know about yourself. If there's ever a time to put the gun away and place a bandage on your wounds to start the healing process, then that time is now. Make a commitment to yourself, then to your business to change one thing a month that you've been shooting yourself in your foot with. Now, if it's a bunion, keep on shooting. I'm joking. Seriously, take time to reflect on what's been debilitating your growth and your ability to reach higher levels in life, personal or business. Once you've identified them, face it, trace it, then erase it. About the author and to help you from increasing your web traffic to finding your target audience, Compare Jackson invites you to join the 120-day challenge. Achieving online success in 120 days. To participate is simple. Just got to http://www.virtualtrailcenter.com. Create your account and you're ready to go. You may also enjoy Top 4 Key Success Factors of Online Business Website Makeover One-on-One Print Friendly.